You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand's Climate Change Commission has just released a draft report advising future steps to reduce carbon emissions. The report lays out New Zealand's current emissions and sustainability attempts and the steps needed to meet the net zero carbon 2050 goal. I spoke to the Chief Executive of the Electricity Networks Association, Graham Peters. The Electricity Networks Association represents the 27 local electricity distribution businesses around the country and have come out in favour of the report. I started by asking Graham his main takeaways from the report.
Well, the industry welcomes the report. We think it's a really solid piece of work, and we're really looking forward to it going through into the final report and then government's response later in the year. And the thing that is really exciting about it is that we're ready to support the goal of lowering carbon emissions through electrification of transport and industrial heat. So the thing with electricity is that it's an enabler of decarbonisation, because we can swap out fossil fuels, things like coal, and replace it either completely or in part with electricity. So, look, it's going to be a real challenge doing that. It's not going to be easy, but the networks are ready to support the goal of lowering carbon emissions. We already send power to 2 million homes and businesses and community entities, and so, you know, we're quite used to that issue of moving electrons from generators to homes and businesses, and we use renewable and low carbon electricity to do that. So we're looking forward to that in the future.
Is there anything that wasn't in the report that you would have liked to have seen?
Well, I suppose some of the key points that I would say in the report would be just making sure the report said that there needs to be an assessment of the of electricity distributors to make sure we're equipped and resourced and incentivized to innovate and support adoption of new technologies. And this is a way of electrifying transport and industrial processes. So I guess what I would say to that is that we welcome the opportunity for an assessment. There are actually things that could be teased out in that, and for example, at present, we receive very little incentives for research and development and innovation spending. So under the regulations that we have to comply with, we can only, there's an innovation allowance, but it's very small. It's only a couple of million dollars a year across the entire industry, which clearly is very, very modest. And so other money has to be found in other ways, but we would really like to see the ability for us to spend more money on innovation, research and development. We've already started working on a lot of this stuff, so it's not new to us. What's in the climate change report isn't new. We have been working on network transformation to take into account things like solar and batteries and EVs and new loads and people generating in new ways. We saw this coming some time ago. So we've already got a program work underway in that area. We're doing things like making sure that we can have more visibility of what's actually happening in people's houses, or, you know, what sort of load are they using, and are they generating, that type of thing. So if we've got that information in a street, then we can adapt our networks to suit. So, for example, if everyone in a street bought an EV, an electric car, and decided to plug it in at 6 p.m. every night, that would be a serious problem for us, because that's a massive amount of load at one time of the day, which is already a time of high load. So we're trying to get more visibility of when people are plugging in their EVs, when they're generating electricity through solar, and when they actually, maybe they've got batteries and they're storing electricity. So that's one of the work programs that we're doing, and getting more information and data through sensors and metering. So that's Those are some of the things that we're working on.
So what other ways are distributors working to accommodate the increasing popularity of EVs?
That's a good question. So a lot of our members have been involved in rolling out electricity charging infrastructure. So they either do it themselves with their own charging stations, or they help other companies to roll them out. So this is public charging infrastructure, the sort of things you might see at the side of the road, at a supermarket or at a cafe. And so that's one of the ways, and I'm not sure about you, but I certainly drive around and I see a lot of EV chargers now in communities. And that's great for people who don't have the ability to charge at home, who want to buy an EV, who might not have off-street parking, for example. So there's a lot of people in that boat, especially in Wellington. So that's one of the ways we're doing it. And we're also trying to help as much as we can to make it easier for solar installers to connect to networks. So we're actually working on a project at the moment to talk to solar installers about any sort of difficulties that they might have in getting people connected. And so, of course, when you've got solar, then you might want to use it to charge up your EV. This is all very exciting. I mean, you've got potential for people to generate during the day. You've got people who might be using batteries to store that electricity. You might have EVs which have got very big batteries in them as a way of storing that electricity. But of course, it all has to be coordinated, and it only really works instantaneously. You can't easily store power if you don't have a battery. So if you're out during the day in your EV and your solar is generating, then that power is effectively wasted. So all these things are things for the future, and well, we've got a long way to go. I sort of sometimes feel that 30 years ago, when I first started working, we used to have landlines, and hardly anyone had a cell phone. And now, of course, it's the exact reverse. We all use cell phones and apps, etc. That's relatively recent. And I think that we're on the cusp of that too in the electricity sector, where we're sort of using that technology now that in 30 years will be quite different and much more customer-focused.
That was Graham Peters, Chief Executive of the Electricity Networks Association, talking about the Climate Change Commission's latest report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.